at hearthelp.com, and by individual donors to PRI, whose contributions help bring innovation and diversity to public radio programming.
World Briefing from the BBC was recorded this morning at 11:06 Central Time.
WILL programs are made possible by English Hedgerow, florist, caterer, and eclectic bistro, serving lunch Monday through Friday, located at University and Lincoln Avenue, Urbana. English Hedgerow delivers distinctive bouquets, plants, gift baskets, and gourmet catering throughout the Champaign-Urbana area.
You're tuned to the Afternoon Magazine. I'm Celeste Quinn. Jason Croft is our technical director. It's 12:31. Tom Rogers is here with AM 580 News.
Thanks, Celeste. Good afternoon. Traffic is starting to flow again on Interstate 74 after it was blocked for more than an hour by a serious traffic accident. Champaign fire officials say a van crashed into and wedged underneath an 18-wheeler on westbound I-74 just west of Prospect Avenue. The crash closed those lanes while crews got extricated two people from the van. There's no word on their conditions. Both were taken to a hospital. State police say the accident created a several miles long traffic backup on 74. The lanes were reopened shortly before noon. The president of the University of Illinois this week announced that the school's developing contingency plans in the wake of fiscal problems internationally and in Illinois. Amanda Vinicky reports on the unique way higher education has been affected by the economic downturn.
When unemployment rates rise, so do college enrollment numbers. That's according to Judy Irwin, the director of the Illinois Board of Higher Education.
As people lose their jobs, there are more people that return to school to acquire new skills or update a degree.
Irwin says while that means more tuition dollars, it can be a strain on resources because at the same time, schools are getting less state support. Irwin also says universities' endowment dollars are drying up. Schools will have less money to do things like fill open positions, something U of I is halting. Irwin says that could make it harder for students to get into the classes they need to graduate, which brings up another major issue. Because of dwindling state support, tuition has gone up in recent years. But Irwin says because of the calamity in the credit and loan markets, it's now harder for students to get loans. Irwin says, given it all, it's wise for both public and private schools to be planning ahead. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
Indiana Governor Mitch Daniels has a wide lead in a new statewide poll over Democratic challenger Jill Long Thompson. The Wish TV Indiana poll found the Republican Daniels supported by 54% of likely voters and Long Thompson supported by 40%. The poll was taken last Friday through Tuesday and has a margin of error of plus or minus 3.5 percentage points. Those surveyed gave Daniels a 51% favorable rating, while 41% said they were unfavorable. Long Thompson, meanwhile, had a 46% favorable rating and a 42% unfavorable mark. Local health care advocates hope voters will pay attention to congressional candidates' views on a Medicare prescription drug plan when they vote next week. A report card from the Champaign County Healthcare Consumers reveals area Democrats gave the most yes answers to questions about overhauling Medicare Part D. Beneficiaries say that plan now simply benefits drug and insurance companies and hurts those on fixed incomes. B. Stratton is stuck in what's called Part D's donut hole, an area that goes uncovered when medications cost between $2,500 and just over $4,000 a year. Stratton says she can't afford all the drugs she's prescribed for diabetes, high blood pressure, and osteoporosis, and she says that forces her to turn to cheaper and less effective medication.
First of all, I have to stop eating any sugar whatsoever. No bread, no white bread, no potatoes, no pasta, white pasta. I mean, I have to stay away from all those things if I want to be able to just take a lesser medication that does not control diabetes as well as the Actos does.
The Healthcare Consumers Report Card includes questions on whether Part D should be administered by Medicare, elimination of the donut hole, and whether the plan should include an appeals process to guarantee access to drugs. Senate Democrat Dick Durbin and 15th District Congressional candidate Steve Cox were the only candidates to answer yes. Cox's Republican opponent, incumbent Tim Johnson of Urbana, offered no response to the questions. Neither did Durbin's opponent, physician Steve Sauerberg. Green and Libertarian candidates for Senate gave varying replies depending on the question. American Muslims were asking the questions last night at a voters' workshop on the University of Illinois campus. About 40 people attended a workshop held by the campus Muslim Student Association. Local Democratic, Republican, and Green Party politicians talked about their own campaigns, but mostly acted as surrogates for the presidential candidates. The audience included Hatim Rahman, who heads the campus chapter of the Council on American-Islamic Relations. He says Muslim voters may support one candidate or another, but they rarely feel that the candidates are responding directly to their questions.
Both sides see Muslim as a liability, that if they support them or if they talk to them, that it's like, I mean, just recently, I believe there was a report that they were trying to release some video about Obama supporting a Palestinian activist. I mean, what's wrong with supporting a Palestinian activist? But of course, they're trying to associate that with being anti-American or something. So it's a big concern with Muslims on campus.
Roveza Irfan of the Muslim Students Association says American Muslims mostly voted for George W. Bush in 2000, largely on social issues such as abortion or same-sex unions. But she says the war in Iraq has caused many Muslims to reconsider, and she expects most will be voting for Barack Obama next week. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 2:30. I'm Tom Rogers.
WILL programs are made possible with support from the Art Mart in Lincoln Square, Urbana. The Art Mart's deli, grocery, and bakery feature premium foods and ingredients for cooking and entertaining, including Reuben's chocolates. The Art Mart is pleased to support public radio.